Journalists at the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post have been told to hand over their press cards within the next 10 days. Others at Voice of America and Time magazine must give Chinese authorities detailed information about their operations in the country. The Chinese Foreign Ministry made it clear that the new restrictions were in response to America's move last month to treat five Chinese media companies as foreign embassies. That meant they had to register their employees and U.S. property with the State Department and limit the number of Chinese staff working in the U.S. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacted to the news, saying it was all part of China's effort to clamp down on press freedoms. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.